right, people, we find ourselves in yet another running back by committee fantasy situation. This time it's with the Indianapolis Colts. Marlon Mack had hand surgery on Monday. Won't be season ending, but it's going to shelve him for at least 2-3 weeks, maybe a little bit more. It all depends. The bottom line is Marlon Mack was your nice, steady RB2. Wasn't going to blow the doors off, but probably give you some sturdy, double-digit fantasy production on the low side. Well, what happens now is you're going to have a three-headed monster of Jordan Wilkins, Jonathan Williams, and Nyheim Hines. The benefit for this week is that the Colts are on the short week playing Thursday night. So when we look at what to expect and where to try to exploit things, it's in Houston. Nyheim Hines' role doesn't change too much for me. It might expand a bit as a pass catcher, but he's still going to primarily be a third down back. He's not a rusher in between the tackles. And you can probably safely say high single digits, low double digits for Nyheim Hines. Again, maybe it gets spiked a bit with Marlon Mack being out. So in PPR formats, he's the one to own. You look at outside of that, where all three of these running backs are pretty widely accessible. Jonathan Williams is the guy that stands out to me. And the reason being, number one, Jordan Wilkins missed the last game with an ankle injury. The team didn't practice Monday, but he was still listed as questionable. He says he thinks he'll be ready to go. That's a little dicey on a short week to me, especially with an ankle, and you got division games against Tennessee coming up after that. So with Jonathan Williams playing as well as he did, if I'm Frank Reich and the Colts, I'm thinking, look, let's roll with Williams, go with Hines, and see what happens. You get Jacoby Brissett back for week number two and roll with things here. Jonathan Williams, like, he came out 116 yards on the ground, 13 catches, caught a pass for 31 yards as well. That says right there to me, behind a very good offensive line for the Colts, very good to possibly great offensive line, you can plug and play and run the ball. So why would you risk a Jordan Wilkins and further depth when you can roll Jonathan Williams and Nyheim Hines? Now, we look at Houston. They've given up the 11th most fantasy points to running backs this season. And the thing is, when you're looking at waiver wire pickups, Williams is the running back to secure for this week. Jordan Wilkins going forward, if you miss out on Williams, might be worth a stash, and Hines following him. It's really a situation where I wouldn't be spending a lot of fab dollars on it. Depends on your level of desperation, of course. But Williams for this week, track it though. Take the shot on Williams, because with waiver wires Wednesday, we might not know until 90 minutes before kickoff whether Wilkins plays or not. And in that case, could really be a committee. But I feel pretty confident with Williams over Wilkins because of that ankle, at least for this week. And then it's just a wait and see situation. So if I'm ranking him, get Williams first for this week, longer play Nyheim Hines on the low safe side PPR, and Jordan Wilkins as kind of the consolation prize after that, with some upside depending on how that committee works out, because it could just become a full blown, all right, split the carries and go from there. But for this Thursday versus Houston, Jonathan Williams, go get him off of waivers.